5:26 a.m. South African time on this beautiful morning, Thursday morning, Yom Khamis. Yes, it's the 13th of Shawwal, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Barakat Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember, any questions you have, 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2784-786-3132. Ustaz, welcome this beautiful Thursday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustaz.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Shawwal, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, and verses 34 to 37. So Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam went to the court of the Pharaoh. Moses and Aaron, peace be upon him, go and visit the Pharaoh, and they inviting him towards the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And Almighty Allah blessed Moses with two miracles at that time. Number one was through the stick, the rod, and then it will be transformed into a huge serpent. And put it, place your hand under your armpit, take it out. And he was dark in complexion, so it will be shining like the white, white hand. And suddenly it becomes so white. So now the Pharaoh knew he's in a big corner. Now he must save face in front of his caucus, his cabinet and ministers. So what does he say? Chapter 26, verse number 34. Call, he the Pharaoh speaks. Lil Mala'i a Ashraful Qawm, to his ministers and his big shots and his inner circle and caucus, hawlahu, that are around him. Inna hadha la sahirun alim, that this person, yeah, he doesn't even take the name because he wants to scoff and mock at Moses, Allah forbid. You see this person, la sahirun alim, he is a big magician and alim, very, very knowledgeable and very, very skillful. That he calls him a magician, a sorcerer, a person who is dabbling in witchcraft. Yuridu an yukhrijakum min ardikum bisihri. What is his intention? Ayyukhrijakum. He wants to take you out. To take you out was right, but not what he said. To take you out from the dwalala, to take you out from the darknesses in which you are groping in, and bring you to the light and radiance and effulgence of Islam. Chapter 14, verse number 1, you Habibuna, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور. You take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in, and bring them towards the radiance, effulgence of Islam. So he is going to take you out, the Pharaoh is saying, min ardikum bisihri, from your land, from your country, through his magic and witchcraft and through his sorcery. This reminds you, it will resonate with those of you who are 50, 60, 70 years old, that when the apartheid terrorist regime, yeah, in South Africa also the apartheid regime was in power, they would tell the whiteys and the boorer, swart khafar, that the blacks are going to take over. They'll take over your land. And that's what the terrorist Nazi apartheid regime of Israel does. They tell the Jutlas that, you know, if we are going to give in, the Palestinians will take over. But they're already taking over. So they are so frightened that Israel had to beg for a ceasefire. So remember that. That is so-called that. How weak they are now with being a nuclear state when our people got Iman and they prepared to die to the death. So this is an old tactic of the Pharaoh and tinpot dictators. Yuridu an yukhrijakum min ardikum bisihri. So he wants to take you out from your land and your country through his magic and witchcraft. Famada damurun. What is your counsel? What is your commandment? What is your opinion? Then we will make mashura and consultation and decide. Qalu, they, the chiefs, they know, the cabinet, they have to say things that will appease the Pharaoh, because these are all dictators. Arjih, give him respite. Wa akhahu, and his brother Aaron. So both were there, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Nabi Harun, Aaron is elder than Moses in age, but more prominent is Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. وَبَأَثْ فِي الْمَدَائِنِ حَاشِرِينَ. You send the people to collect all the different magicians, sorcerers, and bring them here to one place. Then we will choose the best of the best, and then we will have the big debate, and we will have the big competition to see who is the better and the best sorcerer, magician, and person who dabbles in witchcraft. Yatuka, and these people will bring to you, O Pharaoh, bikulli sahharin alim. Sahhar is hyperbole, is mubalagha, intensive form. They will bring to you the best of the magicians and those who dabble in witchcraft, and alim, very skillful, very knowledgeable. So that was their idea, and this is how they want to stay in power. Like today, you see the 10-foot dictators, haramis in different parts of the world. That is their aim. By hook or by crook, they must stay in power. So let's give you so many important news items, local, national, international, and global. First news, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The Haaretz newspaper yesterday mentioned that 5 Israelis were shot dead. We say Alhamdulillah, remember that. We're very happy about that. So they're trying to hide the news now, but the Haaretz mentioned it in yesterday's newspaper. We're very happy. We have no sympathy, empathy for Jutlas and Haramis. See America, they're trying to change the regime in Bangladesh. If you know anything about politics in the subcontinent, so India is the superpower there, then you have Bangladesh and Pakistan. So Bangladesh is more nearer to, meaning under the influence of India compared to Pakistan, is like a vassal state. But now India is growing great ties with Russia. Their trade is booming and so forth. So the Americans are not happy. So let us cause India harm. So how do we cause India harm? We bring regime change there in Bangladesh. So this is the old tactic of the Americans. Now see the Kufar Shias meeting in Damascus. President Raisi of Iran, Pakka Kufar, and Bashar Assad, 110% non-Muslim, they met there in Syria. And what is on the agenda? How we can kill more Sunnis and how we can call more harm to the Muslims. But the Arab regimes want to bring Syria back into the fold to try and show the world that the Arab world is united. But they can't be united. They hate one another. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Wailul lil Arab," woe and destruction to the Arabs. Authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. In Sudan, you must remember, today they say there will be a 7-day truce starting, but it won't hold because both generals are hungry for power. And remember, they are outside forces. America doesn't want the Russians to have a military base. So you need to understand, remember the real story. Iran are very good in this. If you know Iran, and they have the Hormuz Strait, so many ships have to pass through there. Iran seizes second oil tanker in a week, and that is going to America and so forth. That's well done, O Iran. And remember, America are gone mad. Remember that every second, third person got a gun and just want to shoot. Now in Atlanta, there was a shooting yesterday. One person dead. Allah alone knows how many injured. Israeli soccer player detained at Ben Gurion Airport. Why? For corruption. You see how corrupted they are. So remember that. I know Ben Gurion very well. I landed there and I took off from there. So they made me miss my plane also, the haramis, in 1989. Now the monarch, they in. You know how much it's going to cost them? £100 million for the coronation of Charles. But the young people say we must ditch and dump all this monarchy. It's a huge waste of time. They're just gathering our wealth. And what work they do? Just come cut ribbons and all of that. So I agree with that. All this monarchy system in the Arab countries, Muslim countries, and with the British, they must kick them all out. They must start doing real work instead of sitting on their laurels and thinking of Hadi. The Israeli haramis, real terrorists and war criminals, 1 year has passed since Shirin Abu Akilah's murder and killing. That was a premeditated murder. She is not a Muslim. She is a Palestinian Christian and dual citizenship American as well. And she was targeted by the Israeli Defense Force. Remember that. And till today, no action has been taken. The Americans are making a bit of noise. And therefore, Biden is not inviting BB. And they're very upset about that because they got their own problems. BB blast Ben-Gvir. This is the start. You will see slowly, slowly that one cabinet minister and they will resign or they will be kicked out and then the government of Israel will collapse. So Bibi Netanyahu blast Ben-Gvir because Ben-Gvir, Smotrich and them, the right wing, are seething and very angry and furious. Why did he, Netanyahu, go for a ceasefire with Hamas and the Muslims and the Palestinians, and he should have carried on and bombing Gaza and so forth, Allah forbid. So he, Bibi, played a good card. He told him, Ben-Gvir, you want to get out, you get out. You see? That he's a seasoned politician, big serial liar also. Turkey told Armenia, we're not giving you a fly zone now. You can't fly over territory. You fly over there, we will shoot your planes. Why? Because Armenia is accusing Turkey of genocide and so forth. Say, fine, you have to accuse us and tell the world, so we don't give you our celestial territory. You can't fly over here. See, apartheid Israel. This is not Muslim. Apartheid Israel. This has been reconfirmed by the Amnesty International. Why? They say they are doing apartheid through biometrics. They look at the fingers, they look at the face, they look at this. This is a Palestinian, different laws for him. This is a Jutla Harami, different laws for him. So 100% apartheid regime, unless you're a blind person, then we'll play for you. Bilawal Bhutto, this is Benazir Bhutto's son, and Zulfikar Ali Bhutto's grandson is going to visit India, but he's not going to meet Modi and the big chaps, you understand? He meets some juniors and all of them, so they're trying to, you know, bring about relationship. But it won't be, because all parties are sure involved here. So remember that, you know, you can't have integrity amongst crooks, remember that. Okay, there was an attempt on Putin's life. That is what the Kremlin said. But he was saved, they say. I think you must remember that this is to prepare for a huge offensive against Kiev, and the attacks have already started. They're bombing Ukraine to pieces and Kiev and that. You know why? Because you must remember, yeah, they're fighting America, they're fighting Britain, they're fighting NATO, they're fighting Europe, and teaching each one of a lesson. Don't come and mess around with us. In Serbia, Belgrade, a shooting by a schoolboy. He pulls out the gun and he kills 8 people, 9 people with a policeman or whatever you. So remember the guard and so forth. So this is their culture, remember. They just love to shoot, remember. So in schools, in the top of it. Now listen to this story. You non-Muslims won't understand this. Let me explain to you. You see, if you go to Saudi Arabia, so they have 13 provinces, they call it regions. So we're speaking of the northern region, right? And you, for you Muslims, this is near Tabuk and all these places in the ninth year where Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went. So what happens there? MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, the enemy of Islam and Muslims. Very few people can say that openly because all are terrified that they won't be able to go for Umrah, for Hajj and so forth. The truth must be spoken. We don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or any government. That is our stance and we will remain on that inshallah till death. So the point I want to make is this. So he wants to build a fantasy city called Neom. $500 billion and so forth. There are people and tribe people living there for over 1-2 centuries plus minus. So now they told them, you must get out from here. They say, we will not get out. So they charged 3 of them, of these tribal leaders and people, with terrorism. Can you believe that? And you want to tell me that, you see, that is the trouble. Always, whether it is governments, whether it is scholars for dollars or whatever, whenever you go and bootlick people, Allah will disgrace you by those people. Yesterday, the Haaretz carried a new article. The Haaretz newspaper yesterday, I read the whole Haaretz, you understand? I don't subscribe. I just go and read the headlines. So we just put 2 and 2 together, we got the story. Jutlas, we also know your game, don't worry. So you must remember that. So they carried a story against MBS and Saudi Arabia. They said that Saudi Arabia is just covering up the truth, rights, you know, of the people and with soccer and sports and so forth. And just a camouflage to tell people this is the new Saudi Arabia. But there's no human rights there. It's a complete dictatorship, turnpot dictatorship. So he, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, wants to build that city. And he wants to say, see, the best city in the world and so forth. Other side, he tells the imams of the Haram, you can't take the word Yahud, and you can't take the word Palestine and so forth in your Friday sermon, Jummah Khutbah. But the same Yahudis and Jutlas and just Jews, they humiliate him and disgrace him so much. So that is what happens when you bootlick people, remember that. So that is where we stand. There's no human rights there. And he wants to go, if you know anything of Saudi politics, he wants to go for the 2030 World Cup day, Saudi Arabia and then Egypt and Greece. He wants to host the expo, they give people government money and so forth. Messi, when they got kicked out, suspended by his soccer team. So all this is part of that. You must understand what is really happening. But the Muslim Ummah half asleep. 3/4 of them don't even read, and the others who read don't understand also. Illa qalilu minhum, very few really understand what is happening. So Allah give us tawfiq and firasat to understand, to have the foresight and insight to understand what is really happening. Today, 8:30 to 9 with Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. Tomorrow, Moaz Aid Khan will be back, inshallah, Friday. So, tazakallah khair to Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. He'll interview Brother Abu Bakr Rawat and they'll speak about Umrah, Hajj or Medina or something, inshallah. And then 11 to 12, we've got fiqh today. We will discuss the places to visit there in Makkah Mukarrama with Brother Suleiman Esop, and then 105 to 130 inshallah will be verse number 17, our starting point of Surah Baqarah, inshallah.
A listener says that my question, despite racism and apartheid, what happened to our clean, beautiful country, well-run country, Ustad?
So our country is scoring own goals all the time. You must remember that. I give you 3 examples. You must remember that they told us they're bringing a minister of electricity and things will come right. You go ask people, we ordinary mortals, we don't speak about the ministers and all of them. They sit on their laurels and think of Hadi, and there's no load shedding for them. So remember that the government is bloated. They collect all their wages, do nothing if you ask me. Majority of them are incompetent. And then you see that what happens is this, the load shedding is just getting worse and worse. And this is not even winter. What will happen in winter? So what? 2, is the only country in the world, you must remember. People who are disabled, people who are mentally ill and so forth. The Isemideni or whatever you call that, you must remember, 140 people die, nobody is still in jail. So how can you run a country when you spend 1 billion rand on, you must remember, the Zondo Commission, and not one big politician is in jail? So that's why we say they're only scoring own goals. Then you add a minister of tourism. She want to cut a deal with what? Her Hotspurs and Tottenham Hotspurs. Another 1 billion rand went away there. So all waste of time. You must remember this type of things here. Wasting money and stealing money. Champions, you must remember that. Mm. Allah alone have mercy on us.
I see Brother Kevin says, AKA, are American schools safer than Israeli schools? You start.
So both are haramis. You must remember that American schools, you don't see every week, every month, some shooting going on and this type of thing. Israeli schools, it depends what you mean by Israeli schools. If you mean the Jutla schools, they are safe for the Jews. They'll have the police there, army there, they'll have. If you mean the Palestinians, obviously it's not safe. Anytime, you must remember, the haramis, the Israelis can come and they can take over the school. They take over the whole village. They took over the whole Palestine, basically. The crooks and invaders and occupiers and terrorists. So always you must know, when you speak of Israel, you have to look at it from a double edge. You have to look vis-a-vis regarding what did the Jews get and what did the Palestinians get. That is how you will understand it.
Somebody says, Mufti, alhamdulillah, the Eidgah in Lens is massive. But what is the status of women at the Eidgah, Ustad?
So that you must say, that women are not allowed, whether it's Eidgah in Lens or whether it's in Tokyo or whether it's Haman's Kraal. It's not permissible for women to go to Eidgah, you must remember. Not one of the four schools said, you must remember, that Eid Salat is compulsory for women. 1, 2, Quran Kareem states, Surah 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ, that remember that the women must take loot to their houses. That is Quran. Third one, I ask you one question. Remove all your biasness and prejudiceness and your yellow jaundice, right? I'm asking you, allow any Eidgah, not only Lands, wherever it is. Allow hypothetically, any Eidgah, South Africa, Africa in the world. Put 100 Muslim women. It's Eid day. What you think will happen? Definitely 80%, 90% will wear their best clothes. Definitely majority of them will apply makeup and so forth. What Nabi alayhi salam said? إذا خرجت المرأة وهي متأترة, when a lady emerges from a house and she applies makeup and so forth, فمرت بمجلس كذا وكذا, Eidgah is open, 100% they will be intermingling. Today you got cell phones, you got videos, all that. People will be snapping, shooting photos, videos all the time. فمرت بمجلس كذا وكذا فهي زانية, she's an adulteress. Who said this? Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. No one can dispute this if you know hadith. So therefore it's absolutely haram for ladies to go to Eidgah, and that is our fatwa for past 30 years.
Listen to this one, Ustad. It's Brother Bevan. He says, morning to you, AK. Our security sleeps throughout the night, right? Last night while he's sleeping in his car, they threw him out and stole his car. We still found him sleeping on the grass this morning, and he didn't even know his car was stolen. Can we have him fired? Bevan, Ustad.
What you speaking of your security guard? Every day I read 10 different news before I come and give you news.
Uh-huh.
They stole a car. This is South Africa. They stole a car, the crooks. Where they parked it? In a police station. And it stayed by the police station for 2 weeks, and these idiots police didn't know about it. That is our South Africa. So that poor guy there, you pay him peanuts also. So nighttime is meant to sleep. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. Daytime is to work and nighttime is to sleep. So he was dreaming of something. He took a nice thought. He took a nice sand drug. Maybe he took a Viagra. Allah, he was dreaming of Niagara or whatever. You know, Niagara is one of the best falls in the world. Mm. From the Canadian side, not the American side. So he went to dreamland. They took him. Then luckily they didn't strip him naked and so forth and leave him there and took the car. So what you expect? You must remember that. You get jokers to, of course you have to fire him. What you going to do with it? So you must remember that. You want service, then you must pay. No pay, no play, brother.
Beverly's having a good laugh, Ustad. Somebody says, why did Saudi Arabia snub Pakistan, Ustad?
So you must remember that Saudis, you must know, they invited me so many times for conferences, this, that. It's only hada min fadli rabbi, hada rahmatu min rabbi, Allah's fazl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, Allah's benevolence. We went for hajj, we went for umrah, we went inside the Kaaba Musharrafa, all were the mercy of Almighty. You must understand Saudi mentality. If you praise them, then you're a good guy. You make tanqeed, you criticize them, then remember you are in big problems. So Imran Khan, he managed things which not one Arab country could do, beside the nuclear and that which they had long before Imran. But he addressed the United Nations and told them that we must have a day called Islamophobia. You must have this and so forth and so on. And he said that, ask them. Then the Kashmir issue. So this the Saudis and this Arab states would just want to make deals. The Indian minister was there now, yesterday, day for yesterday in Saudi Arabia. You go read your Saudi Gazette, Arab News, you'll see it there. And remember, they're only interested in that. So Pakistan, Imran and them were telling them, how can you guys continue carrying on and status quo remain when Kashmir, our women, 10,000 are raped, our mosque are being demolished, and so many madrasas are demolished. But what they care, MBS demolished so many mosques already in Jeddah and other places. So what do they care? They care nothing. They use Islam just as a camouflage, but they continue. For them, the truth be spoken, Islam is a big burden for them. They want to water down Islam and have a new definition of Islam. So I told you, just go to, if you know the TV channels or you know the channels there, people send me all these things here. We don't even know what's happening. So that Arabiya and see how the advertising Riyadh. So the half-naked woman and all these things here. So that is your new, and they write their new Saudi Arabia. So these are haramis, these are not Muslims. These are murtads out of the fold of Islam, bootlickers of America and of Israel.
I've got a brother, he says here, as a white Ukrainian refugee, I don't want to live with blacks. Do you think that the British government should deport them into the countries? Daniel, his name is Ustad.
So you must remember, that's the trouble with you whiteys. I said it yesterday, and I'll keep on saying it, because we know, and I traveled, you know, very few people travel so much that we travel with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. You whiteys, majority of you, if you put 100 whiteys, 70% are racist. You know? See, it came out from his mouth. So you say you're a Ukrainian and you don't want to stay with black people and so forth and so on. So what you doing in South Africa? Pack up and go back. You must remember this, if you are here in South Africa. So why must they send people to Rwanda and all this type of thing? Sunak, he's supposed to be an Asian. He knows what is racism, but he can't say Israel is a racist and apartheid country. He can't say that Modi and BJP are practicing racism. And you know, even the United Nations and so forth have spoke about this, that how the minorities, they use the term minorities, are being oppressed by the Indian government and so forth for their religious freedom, meaning the Muslims. So the Muslims are the biggest minority there. The Christians and others are very few compared to the Muslims. Muslims are over 200 million in India. So you, my brother, you got the wrong side of humanity. If you don't like, then go back. Because you're a racist, go stay in some apartheid country and go back to Ukraine and let Putin and then put a bullet through you, and that is what you deserve.
You love Akbar. Ustad, you remember the brother that posed a question yesterday about Sheikh Bin Baz? He wants to know, can I follow Imam Suyuti, Ustad?
So you must remember, brother, you can follow who you want to as long as they don't practice against the Quran, Sharif and Sunnah. I'm asking you a question because you don't understand anything of Islam. You are a person who got some translation books and so forth, and you think you're a scholar or you study internet. You waste your time with all these things. You must follow Quran Sharif. You must follow the Sunnah Mubarakah. You must follow Sahaba. All this is mentioned in the Quran. You must follow the Ahlullah, the Khasani Khuda, the Awliyaullah, and follow the four schools. Quran says, chapter 31, verse 15, وَتَّبِئِ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. See what an idiot you are, I show you. You say you want to follow Imam Suyuti. Imam Suyuti was one of the greatest Shafi'i scholars. He wrote so many books. Go read Al-Ashba' wa Nazaid and all that of the Shafi'is. He wrote it, you must remember that. You speak of Bin Baz. Bin Baz and them, Aslan, if you know. I got Bin Baz, all kitabs which he wrote in the 50s, 60s. They used to write, Sheikh, for Samahatu Sheikh, Bin Baz, Al-Hambali. So, if you got the old books, when the Salafi movement gains, you understand, momentum, then they took all that Hanbali word out. They used to write the ulama and Najd. You must remember for the Saudi ulama. I've got all these books. So, you and my brother, you lost, you understand? So, you must follow either the Shafi'i school, Maliki school, or Hanbali school, or Hanafi school. All this, you will carry on like the cows roaming around in India.
Subhanallah. My name is Grayson. Is there a real Palestinian nation, or is it just a fake nation made by Yasser Arafat and Gamal Abdel Nasser during the 1960s of the last century started?
My brother, which way are you living in? You must remember this. So Palestinians are mentioned in the Bible. Go to the old Bibles and you will see Palestinian mentioned there. So that, I think you are like following the right wingers there, the real apartheid regime terrorists like Smotrich and Ben-Gvir and all of them, who say Palestinians are something fictional and so forth. Before you haramis came into existence, I'm asking you, do you know Israel, the precursor to Israel? They're going to celebrate their 75th birthday anniversary now. Who were the gangs that time there? The Irgun gang, the Haganah gang. So all these gangs, the Stern gang, they were massacring the Palestinians. Palestinians were there for centuries, brother. Go learn and read. Don't be like a person, just swallow everything of your Western media. You understand? They will give you a vaccine, one on your buttocks, and call it, you must remember, what they call it there, a booster. And they'll give you another one on your another buttocks and call it a rooster. Wake up, brother. Don't be an idiot. Okay, last question.
What's happening right now in Pakistan?
Alhamdulillah, in Pakistan, you must remember that if they have elections, then Imran Khan will win. So therefore, they're looking for ways now what to do, because they know that the whole government, everybody knows that in the world, that the current government are choro ki hukumat, a bunch of thugs and crooks, remember that, appointed by the Americans and so forth. So that is the latest there. Okay, inshallah, that 8:30 to 9, Brother Abu Bakr Rawat with Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. 11 to 12, we discuss with Suleiman Esop the places to visit in Mecca. And inshallah, 105 to 130 will be, inshallah, Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, and verse number 17, our starting point. Jazakallah khair. Now we go to the news, inshallah al-Aziz, with Brother Suleiman Esop.